When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day. I'm playing this for a reason. Every Morning by Sugar Ray, 1999. 464-5685. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. The reason I'm playing that, Sid, this will excite you. This will excite you. Tomorrow night at Indian Creek Golf Course in Omaha, as part of the Pinnacle Bank Championships, they got, you know, the golf, Corn Ferry Tour is playing up there. The lower, just below the PGA Tour. Sugar Ray's in concert tomorrow night in Omaha with Tonic and Better Than Ezra tomorrow night.
I'll be darned.
I might try to go to that.
You should.
How could I skip Sugar Ray? You and I both love Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. That's 90s gold. You don't say that very often.
Yeah, it is 90s gold. 1999.
The song's really, really layered. Like, there's a lot of different elements to that song that are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the little guitar. There's a little rap.
Bling, 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 bling.
He goes to third person at one point. Sugar Ray says, Oh, my God. That song never got old to me. Never gets old. Haven't heard it in a while. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Been probably multiple years since I've heard the song. It's in the nines. It was a song I would never, ever, ever dream of turning off. And it's one of those songs that I've heard a zillion times, but every single time it sounds good.
Yes.
You're happy it
comes
on. Great
description, by the way.
Yeah, you're happy it comes on. Oh, Sugar Ray, nice.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
9.1776.
What do you think Bill thinks of that song?
Lukewarm.
Yeah, I think he's about to get 5 by 5, maybe.
Yeah, lukewarm. Okay, they're dying in the studio.
Bella and Ben want
they're dying.
Rate the song.
They want you know what I love? Their enthusiasm for
this
song.
They both like that. I'm going to go Bella 7.6 and Ben like a 7.1.
Higher and higher.
9.5 Bella, 9.7 for Ben. Good call, Sip. Good scores.
They both like, look at them. They're all smiles.
Bella's like, yeah, all right, it's good
Jake,
song.
Jake, you
I
Jake,
brought it on a Friday.
Jake, you hit a home run.
You know what?
You got all 9.
I did. That's a good feeling right there.
Yeah.
This is a good 3-day stretch in Nebraska. I want to tell you why, for concerts, before it gets to ratings and integration.
You are really kind to Sugar Ray. Go ahead.
Sugar Ray's excellent. Okay, tonight in Omaha, you got Lee Bryce, country singer, popular country singer, and Lincoln at Pinewood Bowl, you have Dwight Yoakam.
What?
Now, I played Dwight Yoakam when I was announced for
Song of the
Day.
Believe me, I know who Dwight Yoakam is.
I know. I played guitars, Cadillacs, when he...
Hillbilly music.
When we learned he was going to be here a couple months ago. I did play that song for him.
Only thing that keeps me hanging on.
So that's tonight. Wow. Tomorrow night in Omaha, of course, Sugar Ray with Better Than Ezra and Tonic. And then Sunday here in Lincoln, also at Pinewood Bowl, so big weekend at Pinewood Bowl, John Fogerty.
Interesting.
And George Thorogood out there.
George Thorogood.
At Pinewood Bowl.
Still going. Can you think about something?
What?
I saw George Thorogood at Willie's Picnic, and that was 1986.
How'd he sound back then?
He's still going. How could that even be possible?
Willie's still going. He's 92 years old.
I know. These guys just keep rolling. What else would they do? What else would they do?
Well, nothing else. Just go make some money. I guess we'll keep singing these songs. People keep coming.
Like,
people keep coming out. We'll keep singing.
I mean, I bet you Sugar Ray looks a little aged now.
Yeah, he does. Well, Mark McGrath is his name. And yeah.
Those guys that sang more, youthful tunes, like, those are the ones that are interesting to me, like Limp Bizkit.
Right.
He's on tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about Fred Durst. If you think about some of, like, the lyrics, that's like a 58-year-old man singing that stuff. Yeah, it's very odd to me.
Doesn't sound right.
No, some of it doesn't. Some of it you're like...
I feel like...
I don't know if I could sing that at my age.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Sip, but again, you like some music from the 90s. You're more 70s guy, but you like some 90s.
Like I definitely
like some. You like The Offspring.
Yeah.
To me, like Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath, and The Offspring, they have that 90s style. They had the spiked blonde hair.
Right.
And Mark McGrath, I believe, still does that to this day.
That's interesting.
I think he still has the 90s look of the spiked blonde hair.
He still kind of has the aura.
Yeah.
But the
90s never died.
Hard to maintain that aura. That was 25 years ago. That was a quarter century ago.
He's aging in the face. Now, I saw Sugar Ray 11 years ago. I saw them at Stircove in Omaha.
11 years ago.
I told you, that was an epic concert. It was Fastball, my favorite band, the Gin Blossoms, Vertical Horizon, Smash Mouth, and Sugar Ray. That's a pretty epic 90s concert, was awesome.
When I think of epic, I think of the Rolling Stones.
Well, I'm sorry. I think of Fastball. You have Rolling Stones. I take Fastball, and we're all happy. I have a much smaller concert. I can get closer to the action.
I know this. You got all nines today.
Thank you. Thank you to Bella, Ben, and you for that. Some quick ratings before we get to Aging Gracefully. Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 7.2. They're, again, on vacation in Wisconsin. Joe in Boulder, 7.25. Bird Mountain says 9.24. Someone says, I never liked this song 1.1. That's sad to me.
No, it's okay.
Husker Mike in Waterloo, 6.0. Jake and Hickman, 6.8. Bill and Bennett, 5.2. Joe and Boulder, 7.25. I got a 10 from somebody. Newt, 0.5. Someone says, Jake, this is just like being a Dolphins fan. Very disappointing. 2.2. Ha. Bobby in Georgia says 4.7. Nels in Big Fork, Montana, 2.3.
Not very good scores.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jake.
JP in Omaha says, longtime listener, first time texter, 8 out of 10. JP in Omaha.
Well, JP, welcome to the text
Thank
line.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Big Bird in Columbus, 0.5. Shut that off. Corey, not our Corey, different Corey, says 8.5. But our Corey in Lincoln does say, you should have played Better Than Ezra. That's a 4 for that song.
What's Better Than Ezra's song?
Good. Oh, uh-oh. It's good. I'm not a huge fan.
I'm not
of
a bad
fan. I would just go for Sugar Ray.
Yeah, me too.
And Tonic has their one song, If You Could Only See. The way she loves me, maybe you'd understand that one.
That's
their only song. So
that's it.
All right, it's time for Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, just south of Cortland and Highway 77, the Palace of Tires. Go see them or check it out at yournexttire.com. Sip, what do we have today for Aging Gracefully?
I just was thinking about my mom, because my mom's really aging gracefully. My mom is aging, and I've never really even told her this. I don't know if she listens to the show very often.
My mom, if you are.
Hello, Mom. She is aging gracefully, really gracefully. She's incredible. She dresses, she stays up on everything, you can tell. So she dresses really well, like youngish, but she can pull it off because she still looks young. She's in her, I don't know, I'm going to say late 70s, early 80s, but she does not look that. Always styled up well. She's very big on exercise, so that's part of her routine. She has a routine that includes, she actively socializes as part of her aging. She thinks about all this stuff. And a big part of her aging is continuing education.
Okay, yeah,
important. And what she does is watches Jeopardy and plays.
Love
and,
that.
Yeah, and plays actively. I mean, won't miss it. So
even without Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Post RIP Trebek.
So she's conscious of aging gracefully, and she's doing it. She's doing it really well. I mean, she's, you never know my mom, especially like if you call her on the phone, you'd think you're talking to a 42-year-old. So she's doing it really well, and I hope I inherit some of that.
You had a rap song last week.
Yes. Now I'm going to turn the discussion in a direction I've never done this. How many years have we been doing aging gracefully?
I'd say at least 6 years.
God almighty.
At least six.
And I've never done this.
No.
I've never done this. What, I've never asked you, what can I do better to age gracefully? We are very frank with each other. Ben, me and Jake are very frank with each other.
Bella can make a list back there, possibly. Bella.
I'm not expecting a list. I just want one thing, maybe two. What could I do?
I have to do the same. I have to also age better, gracefully.
More fun?
What? Yeah, just
less work.
How about this? If you see someone that you like for a concert, please just go to it.
Okay, that's
you,
a good one.
You, years ago, had a free Monday night, and you drove by the Bourbon Theater, and you saw Seether was there.
I was on my hog.
And you could have easily, there's no way that concert was sold out. No way.
No.
You could have walked up and said, how much for a ticket?
Yeah.
$40. Here you go.
So
embrace the fun. Do something.
Embrace some spontaneity.
Absolutely.
Because that would have been a very spontaneous move, and I'm terrible about that.
I love spontaneity.
See, I was driving by on a Monday night, and it was on the Marquee Seether, and their bus was right around the corner. And I was kind of freaked out by it. I did pass. You know what I thought, though, Jake? I got to get up early. I don't know if I can do this.
Has it ever stopped me before?
No.
I went to the Wallflowers for crying out loud 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I don't know. At band, I like two songs up, three songs. I got back at midnight, and no, I did
I'm
the a, show the
oh,
next
I'm
day.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That night is a huge regret. It's a gigantic regret. It's, and some of it is self-conscious. I'm self-conscious about going to something like that by myself, which you're not.
And I'd say bring it on. I went by myself to that concert.
And I've talked to people over the years who say, why is that even a factor? What are you laughing at, Ben? Ben's laughing.
Bella made a list, I think, back there, probably.
Stay curious.
That's young Ben's advice. Stay curious. That's
Bella's advice.
Oh, be spontaneous Botox, and stay curious.
Bella. Bella came with the Botox.
She put Botox?
She did. She's having a...
Oh, come on, Bella.
She's having a hearty laugh over it.
I didn't go to that. I'm not doing Botox. So, no.
Botox and stay curious. That comes
and
from the peanut gallery.
Yeah, the peanut gallery.
From the peanut gallery.
Yes, Botox.
And they are
Bella.
Having a hearty laugh.
Yeah, they're laughing.
How about Ben? Stay curious. He took it seriously.
He's like the smart person thing to say. Stay curious, sir.
I could put some Botox in my cheeks.
Hey, please don't do Botox. That couldn't take you. I could not take you seriously.
What if I just started looking like Mickey Rourke?
What would Bill say? What would Bill say is the question.
If I just went full on Botox and started changing before your eyes.
Can't see your face move at all.
My face doesn't move. Suddenly my lips are big. Simple, your lips are full.
What's happening?
Did you get hit?
No, I had
No, it's Botox.
Got stung by a bee. What are you talking about? That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pro. Stop by for all your tires of all capacities, all sizes, at just south of Cortland and Highway 77. Hour two is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.